Can you think back to the old days? If there were there any superstitions in this area when you were growing up, or was your family have certain superstitions about maybe planning or superstitions about animals or things like that that you can remember that?
Well, some of the neighbors did, but my family
Okay.
didn't.
Do you remember what some of the neighbors, what some of the superstitions were that the neighbors had?
Well, like planting seeds, you mean?
Yes.
Well, some seeds had to be planted in the dark of the moon, and some in the light of the moon. But I never paid much attention to it.
And y'all didn't have any bad luck, did you?
That's what?
Y'all didn't have any bad luck, did
No,
you?
not that I know of. I mean, whatever. It made a crop or it didn't. But there's a certain time of the year. You go by the calendar is the way I used to do it.
Okay. Did you use an almanac at all? Is that did y'all used to use an almanac in terms of planting?
Not really.
Yeah. When would you plant your crop?
Well, it depends. I mean, your potatoes you planted a certain week. That is, if you could get into the ground so there wasn't snow or something like that. And your grain, why you try to get that in this area, you try to get it in for the 1st of May. You have your dates when it should be done.
If you're when you're working out on the ranch and you have to maybe have to carry a heavy load from one place to the other, I'm wondering how you would express that. Would you talk? Would you say you're going to carry that load, or would you say you're going to tote that load, or haul
Carry it.
carry it? Okay. Now the opposite of a young boy is a what?
Go on.
The opposite of a young boy is a young.
Well, it'd still be a boy.
Okay, but the opposite, if the boy is the male,
Now that'd be a girl.
okay. Now, if they're young and they're dating and he's her boyfriend, she would be his what?
Girlfriend.
Okay. Did they ever use another word for girlfriend? Did you ever hear that when you were younger?
I might have, but I can't give you the name.
What if he takes her to a dance, like say down at town? He would be called her what?
Escort, maybe?
Do they have any local when you either now or when you were growing up? Did they have any local parties or community get-togethers or celebrations in this area that everybody came to?
Well, they had dances in Idledale or Starbuck at that time.
When did the name change from to Idledale? Do you know what year?
I think about 1938.
Where were those dances held?
Pardon?
Where were the dances held?
They had three dance halls, really.
In Idledale.
Yeah.
My goodness. Must
Of
have
course,
been a
it was all changed from then because, the road used to be down there along the creek. When we had that flood in '33, that washed everything out, and then they raised the road higher, and that kind of cut Idledale out.
I see. So after that, Idledale wasn't as big. I
No,
mean, it
well,
just
there's no more room to go now.
yeah. There's not
There's
much
no
room to
more,
build there, is there?
there's no flat spot anymore. It's all
It's just
hills.
kind of on the side of the mountain, isn't it?
That's right.
So they had dances. Were these? I'm just wondering about these dance halls. Were they sponsored by like different organizations in town? I mean, like the by churches or
Oh no, they were all individual.
individual?
Individually owned.
Okay. Did they have a fair in this area?
Well, what do you mean a fair?
You know, like a county fair or
Oh,
something.
not here, but they always did have in Arvada and places like that, the bigger towns.
Okay. Did y'all go to that?
I used to.
Okay. I'm just curious if you could tell me some about what they had at the fair. What were some of the things that
Well, flowers and vegetables and all things like that.
you mean judging?
Yeah.
And did they have cattle and livestock and things like that
Well,
too?
not in these smaller ones. They might have brought rabbits or something like that into these smaller ones, but no bigger animals.